Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa Nabi Musa al-Ash'ari radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu anna Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba muttafaqun alayh. Wa fi riwayatin qila lin-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ar-rajulu yuhibbu al-qaum wa lamma yalhaq bihim qala al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن أعرابيا قال لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم متى الساعة؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أعددت لها؟ قال حب الله ورسوله. قال حب الله ورسوله. قال أنت مع من أحببت. متفق عليه. وهذا لفظ مسلم. وفي رواية لهما ما أعددت لها من كثير صوم ولا صلاة ولا صدقة ولكني أحب الله ورسوله. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله كيف تقول في أن أحب قوما ولم يلحق بهم فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحب متفق عليه. These three ahadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم narrated by three different sahaba, first by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari رضي الله تعالى عنه, the second by Anas رضي الله تعالى عنه, and the third by Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, all are mentioning the same thing that Rasulullah had mentioned. In the first one, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a person will be with who he loves. It was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man loved a certain group of people, but he never see them, he never meet them in this world. So on the day of Qiyamah, what will his position be with them? Will he be with them? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person shall be with those whom he loved. There was a Bedouin that came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Bedouin asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Mata sa'ah? When will Qiyamah take place?" In other words, he wanted to know exactly the date, the time, the hour of Qiyamah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not answer him as to when Qiyamah will take place. Rasulullah s.a.w. himself in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yas'alunaka ani sa'ah, or saha, that people will ask you, when is exactly Qiyamah? Qul innama ilmuha indallah. Tell them clearly, the knowledge of exact hour, month, day, time, minute, second, that only Allah ta'ala knows. So the exact date of Qiyamah, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. When Qiyamah, which year it will take place, which month, which week, which day, which time, only Allah Rabbul Izzat knows. Rasulullah sallam addressed this person and gave him such an answer to ask him, that what preparations have you made for Qiyamah? You're asking about Qiyamah, when Qiyamah is going to take place, but what preparations have you made? For example, a pupil might just come and ask the teacher, when is exams? Now the teacher is more concerned about the pupil studying for examination, preparing well before examination can start. So the teacher will say, "By you worry about your work and start studying, then we will tell you when examination will start." So here Rasulullah SAW asks the Sahabi, "Ma a'adatta laha?" What preparations have you made for Qiyamah? So in reply to this, This Sahabi, he was so genuine. He said, حُبُّ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, sincere love for Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the second narration, you will see that he answered, he says, مَا عَدَدْتُ لَهَا مِنْ كَثِيرِ صَوْمٍ وَلَا صَلَاةٍ وَلَا صَدَقَةٍ. In other words, besides the fard roza that I am keeping, and besides the faraid I am performing my namazes, and the sadaqah, the zakat that I give, in other words, I am not making extra nafil. I am doing, but not too much of extra fasting, not too much of extra namaz, and not too much of extra sadaqat. Whatever is compulsory, I am doing that properly. But as far as nafil is concerned, I am not making kathiri sawmin, extra, plenty. This was his humility. And probably this was what his condition was, that he did the faraid properly, exactly how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded him to do. But as far as nafil and extra was concerned, he said, I do, but not in excessiveness. وَلَكِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ. But I really sincerely love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the third hadith, a person came to Rasulullah SAW. So the hadith that we mentioned now says an Arabi. Arabi means a Bedouin came. And the third hadith says a man came. So it could be a Bedouin or a person who came to Rasulullah SAW and asked. It could have happened several times, or it could have happened once, where a Bedouin came and he asked Rasulullah SAW this question, that what do you have to say about a person who loves a group of people? For example, you and I, we have come into this world, and we love the Sahaba. We've read about the Sahaba, and we sincerely love the Sahaba. So he says that, what do you say about a man who loves a group of people? وَلَمَّا يَلْحَقْ بِهِمْ But he has never seen them, he never met to them in this world. They had passed on before he arrived in this world. Rasulullah says, الْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبَّ A person will be with whomsoever he loved in this world. Whoever you showed love for, or whoever you love in this world sincerely, on the day of Qiyamah, you will be raised with that person. So the first hadith and the last hadith, the Rasulullah mentioned very clearly, Al-Mar'u, a person, ma'a man ahabba, will be on the day of Qiyamah with whomsoever he loved. And the second hadith which we did, the question was, when will Qiyamah take place? And Rasulullah said, what preparations have you made for Qiyamah? He said, I have not done extra nafil, salah, zakat, etc. But I sincerely love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what we should be loving. If we sincerely love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will raise us with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine being raised with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you love a person in this world, an evil person in this world, then on the day of Qiyamah, you'll be raised with such a person. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is addressing us and directing our attention that prepare for Qiyamah, number one, and number two, whomsoever you love in this world, you'll be raised with that person. Therefore, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, he brought this hadith in the chapter of visiting sitting with the righteous and visiting the righteous people and adopting the company, loving them, inviting them, requesting them for du'as, visiting blessed places. So in this hadith, he is directing our attention that every believer should firstly develop love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love for the pious people, love for the sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, the ulama, the righteous, the salihin, and choose good friends as we mentioned yesterday, because you will be raised with such people on the day of Qiyamah. Whomsoever you loved in this world, then on the day of Qiyamah, you will be raised with such people. And in the second hadith, we did that the person, despite not being able to do excessive nafil and optional salat, etc., but when he says, وَلَكِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ I really sincerely love Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, means he obeyed Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not just a lip service, not just expressing a certain type of love. He sincerely loved means that he did what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, and he did what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam command. This is what we should bring into our lives. Genuine love for Allah, genuine love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he's claiming I love some person, but you're not following the person, that is not called true love. True love is when you are following and obeying the person, then this is true love to that person. And therefore, if you love Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, you will be raised with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal on these ahadith. It's so beautiful. Al-mar'u ma'a man habba. See that Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, when we heard this hadith, it mentioned Muslim Sharif, that when Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah said, Al-mar'u ma'a man habba, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be with whomsoever he loved in this world. Then we became so happy after accepting Islam. We were never more happy than this day when Rasulullah told us this, because now we had hopes that we'll be raised on the day of Qiyamah with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that was their desire all the time. Like when Sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu, I do not know my plight on the day of Qiyamah. You are guaranteed Jannah. I do not know whether I'll make it or not. And even if I do make it in Jannah, your rank in Jannah will be so high and I'll be somewhere else, maybe so low. And then the verses came down that whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Then on the day of Qiyamah, you'll be with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, with the Siddiqeen, the honest, the true people, the sincere ones, with the Salihin, with the pious, with the Shuhada, the martyrs. These are the people who have good company, and these are the people whose company we should be seeking. Inshallah, if we do so, sit in the righteous company and have sincere love for Allah and Rasulullah sallam, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will raise us with Rasulullah sallam, the Sahaba and the pious people. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.